Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, I gotta tell you, if you do anything today, you gotta download that Odyssey app. Woo, Lordy.
Oh,
that
man.
App is a mofo. I'm telling you, it is the best out there. Put that Odyssey app on your phone. It's free. And our podcast, in case you miss anything, is going to be on there later on this morning after 10 o'clock. All right, now you mentioned this morning when you first walked in, you were a little perturbed. I gotta be honest with you. You were a little perturbed over the weather.
Here's what I thought. My God, our lives are just all a big lie. They're just all a big lie. Yeah, everybody lies
you.
To us.
I feel you.
At 10 p.m., I watched Saucy Pants. What's her name?
Floozy Forecast.
The Floozy Forecast girl. Yeah. Saucy Pants. Anyway.
I like them both.
I did too.
Well, I watched her on Fox 31, and she told me that nothing was going to happen. It was all going to be northeastern Colorado, but we're going to be real dry in the metro area and everywhere.
Yeah, which had you questioning your sprinkler system.
Exactly.
I mean, that's how far this went, right?
Yeah.
Then we wake up this morning, and all hell is broken loose.
Yeah,
I mean, hail has broken loose.
And it's pouring, and I guess in southeast, I guess in Aurora, they got hail. Everybody got hail. It was crazy. I mean, I didn't, but they got hail. And hold on, my phone just tapped out. But then they were saying some of it was insanity. Some of the hail damage was like 2-inch hail.
Yeah. And we're talking Aurora, Thornton, areas right here in the metro. We're not talking about just out on the Eastern Plains. Right here in town, all this was going on.
Yeah, so all those places got it. But then the biggest one, though, that they did clock was Wellington at 2.5 inches.
Wow.
So let me see your wiener. I want to see how big that hail was.
I will go down to HR as soon as this show's over, Jamie White. You think I'm kidding? I will press charges. Now listen, you rarely get this, but I have to give out, you know, props this morning to Kali Burse over at Fox 31. She just went on the air and admitted this was never in the forecast.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, I admire that.
She just said it was never in the forecast, surprised everybody. They'll take the heat for it, no problem. Then she tried to explain what happened this morning, the reason this all, you know, kind of just shocked us all when we woke up this morning.
You don't see this kind of weather in the morning here in Colorado.
No.
Why?
Very, very rare. You know, because most of our storms come from that afternoon, daytime heating. We get that convective atmosphere. That's really what we usually see. Yeah. This was rare. This was unusual. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be spending a lot of time studying what happened last night because it wasn't in the forecast, so that we can learn and hopefully forecast it better in the future.
You got to give them props for admitting it.
Yeah,
okay,
I do.
They normally don't do that.
Listen, when they Dave Frazier would never do that.
No. Dave Frazier, are you kidding? A mistake? No, not here.
Not me and my pinky ring.
Not Dave Frazier. No, I got to give her props though. She said we got to study this man.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened. We got to study.
Yeah. So
I gotta get back to the drawing board.
I am seeing in northeastern Colorado that I hate that when the windows are broken out.
Yeah.
That's
a lot
bad.
Of damage.
Yeah. Now, don't forget, because I think we might have some more chances throughout the day because it seems so unstable. Find your local Sonic.
Yes.
I want you to remember that.
In fact, there's a window. They're saying between 2 and 6.
Okay.
2 and 4, pretty heavy. It should all be out of here by 6 yeah. p.m., they say.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that's what's going on. All right, Mario Lopez.
Oh, my God, this is so funny.
He's being sued for $10 million. He got served papers on Father's Day. This lady, what is her name again?
Her name is Desiree Townsend.
Desiree. Desiree is suing for $10 million. She shows up at his place. He's got gates. He's behind the gates in his underwear.
In his pantalones.
She catches him
out
there.
On Father's Day. Yeah. That just seems rude.
And she pokes the papers through the fence. Here, you've been served. Here's the audio.
You've been served, Mario. Drop it on the ground. You can drop it on the ground. All right, lawsuit's right there, Mario. You've been served. So it's there. Thank you. See you in court, Mario.
What did he yell back at her?
He's a bunch of bad words. That's not our sweet, innocent Mario to say the F word to a woman. What happened to sweet, innocent Mario Lopez? My gosh, right? He's like, he plays himself off to be just so sweet and kind.
Have you ever been served?
Yeah.
They have to find you, right? Don't they have to find you
to
serve you?
Yeah, they do have to find you. And you know, sometimes you kind of know when they're going to. One time when I was in court in LA for the custody thing, we couldn't go out the back door because they were going to serve us again for something else. So we had to come around and my attorney had to go get my car, drive around to a side exit of the courthouse, and then I had to run into the car.
So if they don't see you face to face, technically you've not been served.
Correct.
Correct? Yeah. Is that the way it works? I've never been served. I don't know.
I have a few times. It's not fun.
That's great.
Remember, I got served here once, too.
For who?
I got served here at work once.
Why?
For the HOA.
Oh, that's right.
I hadn't paid my HOA.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
I remember that. Yeah, you got served on
that. Yeah, that was
kind
of creepy. I was like, what is this guy? Yeah, it was for my age. No. And I didn't want to, because I was embarrassed. I was kind of new here. And I didn't want to tell you guys, because I didn't know if it was like something really bad. But it was the HOA I had behind in the rears on my HOA.
You may have to help me with this, because I can't remember exactly. She's suing because he made a statement online about an interview she did where she talked about a condition she has. Is that correct?
Yeah. All right. Okay. So she filed a $10 million lawsuit against Mario Lopez over one Instagram post that he posted. It defamed her because I guess it was a clip from a news broadcast. And here's what allegedly they're saying, that Mario isn't wrong. They say that in the news clip, she seems to be perfectly fine. And then when they're like, so what are your symptoms? I guess she went into she all of a sudden had symptoms. You know how I do that too.
Yeah.
So I guess in this interview, they're like, so how are you? And she's like, I'm fine. And then she was behaving quite normally, quote unquote. Her symptoms, which were quite severe, then all of a sudden became very apparent during the interview. And then they seemed to go away completely, suggesting that she might have been faking the whole thing, supposedly.
Right.
And then he brought it up and said, wow, she deserves an Oscar.
That's all he said, right?
Right. And so the lawsuit says that was defamation. The lawsuit also claims there's an incident with applesauce.
What? Applesauce?
Applesauce.
Applesauce is in the middle of this?
She brings up the applesauce.
What did he do with applesauce?
Well, I'm glad you asked. They say in the complaint that Mario only posted the video on social media to boost engagement after an endorsement for Mott's applesauce has failed to generate his usual level of engagement.
What?
So because her clicks, it was clicks, people clicked on it because
it was getting a lot.
Yeah, because it was so random. Mario doesn't usually do that.
Yeah.
It was just random. And then they thought it was, well, that will help the applesauce campaign.
Oh, okay.
Because she only needs soft
food. So
foods.
Those engagements.
No, that part wasn't true.
So those engagements are going to benefit applesauce.
Yeah, Mott's.
Down the road. Man, what a lawsuit.
Yeah.
The old applesauce
I didn't even know
lawsuit.
He endorsed Mott's applesauce. Yeah.
That's hilarious. It did for the clicks.
Mott's is good stuff. Though.
Yeah, you know what? Solid.
That's solid stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So she also claims that she took a flu shot. That's what caused all this, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
It doesn't say in my thing.
I think she says the flu shot is what started all this.
That's what she says.
I don't think you can sue for that. I think that Mario simply has an opinion. Oh, man, this lady's faking it. For an example, Spadil, if you call it to work sick, and I tell these guys on the air, like, he's not sick. He's just blah, blah, blah.
Well, we do that with you all the time. In fact, we have the audio of you faking it.
What?
What do you mean? I'm not ready for that.
Oh, my back problem?
Didn't so I tell I can everybody sue? We should have
Hang
that
on.
Ready?
Yeah, on demand.
So I could sue for that?
Well, if she, based on her.
So if she wins her lawsuit, man, I'm going to hammer you guys. I swear. Jamie, I'm coming after you. You got more money. You go after the big whale.
Oh,
that's
my
what you
God.
Go after. And I'm not calling
did
you
just
whale.
Call me fat?
I did not call you fat. I said a whale as in financial.
I think you
whale.
Added the word blubber whale.
I did not. Spadil, I'm going to let you off the hook on the lawsuit.
Okay.
You don't have a squat.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, here we go. Here
this
we go.
Is me calling you.
Guys, I'm trying to get there, but it ain't going to happen. Oh, my back, which I told Mike about yesterday. Bearings walking still up. Got up this morning trying to get out the door. It ain't gonna happen.
Oh my God. So the morning he missed, because of that, we played that all morning long. So based on her, I could be sued for millions.
You guys went on the air and you said that I was faking.
Well, you were.
I have more of a lawsuit than she has.
You kind
of
do.
Think about it.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but you have to prove it was true and you didn't go to a doctor. So, right. Yeah.
Who sponsors us? Banker and somebody? Yeah. Or who?
Backus and Shager.
Oh, yeah, those guys. Let me get those guys on the line. I'm coming after you guys. I swear I am. I'm going to be at your gate with a subpoena, with the paperwork. I don't know what you call it. I'm serving you, though.
Yeah.
The papers. Show up. Documents.
I'll be there with the documents.
You've been served, Mario.
You've been served, Jamie.
You can drop it on the ground.
Drop it on the ground.
Lawsuit's right there, Mario.
Yeah, Jamie.
Been served. So it's there. Thank you, BJ. Thank you. Hey. You report, Mario.
BJ and Jamie.
You know I'm not a weather guy, but I like to play one on radio, okay?
Yep.
Right now it's called The Calm Before the Storm.
It is weird out, I'll tell you that. And by the way, just a little self note, 406 flights have been delayed so far this morning, so check your airlines if you're on your way. They're on a ground delay, but 406 flights are delayed.
Thunderstorms later this afternoon. Could be heavy.
I feel
hail.
A tornado coming up.
Could be.
This reminds me of it, you know, where it's humid and the low clouds, I feel like a tornado.
It's in the forecast. Tornado. There could be a chance of it this afternoon. Hey, Spadil. Hey, I've already got your Christmas gift picked out.
Really?
You there? Yeah.
What'd you get?
I got you the new Trump phone.
Oh, I'll love it, man. It's going to be gold.
Yeah.
It says T1 on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I thought you would.
Yeah.
I thought I'd go ahead and get it for you. Put you on the 47 plan,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's not gaudy or anything.
Is
it really gold?
It's really gold, yeah.
I mean, gold looking, right?
With a big T.
No,
it does not.
Yeah.
No, it does not have a big T. All right, the only thing I can figure, I didn't actually look at the article. I didn't know it was actually, like,
it's real. I thought it was fake.
Yeah, I did too, to be honest with you. And it has, it does have a big T on it.
Yeah, right on the back.
Okay, so here's what I was thinking, and this is just a guess. So here's the deal. Trump, they're going into the phone business, right? New cellular thing. It's going to be $47 a month. And then the phone itself sells for $500, that big gold one with a T on it. But I'm thinking this.
Okay.
I think this is a jab at Elon, because Elon has been talking about putting out a Tesla phone forever.
Yes, he has.
And with the T on the back.
Or an X phone, too.
Yeah. Well,
he's been mentioning that.
Okay. Well,
so,
I saw
but his company, yeah.
Yeah, I saw the Tesla phone that he's like, would you be interested in a Tesla phone? And it's like black and shiny, and it had a big T on it as well, but the Tesla T.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, are these two doing a thing?
Yeah.
Are they doing like, are they just both wagging their wieners?
It has to be.
You might be right. But let's say it's all real, okay? Let's just say it's all real, and it does happen. Trump phone, X phone, or a Tesla phone. If I had to pick one of the three, I'd take the X phone. I think that would look cool.
I'm just going to stick with my regular just...
No, I mean, if you had to. Yeah, I'm just playing the game here. Nothing to take serious, you know what I mean?
Solid with mine. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I don't need to have anybody's name on my phone.
Did you see the live broadcast in Iran with the lady that's doing the TV broadcast and a bomb goes off?
Yeah, I did.
Is that wild?
So if you don't know, I mean, is it Iran? Iran and Israel,
yeah,
are... Yeah, they're in a... Well, you know, you'd be surprised, like, and don't take this wrong, stay-at-home moms, but some of my stay-at-home moms that are my friends, literally, they're so busy, and they just don't and they don't watch this programming. They have no idea some of this stuff is going on.
I think a lot of people are like that.
Yeah, that's not uncommon. They're watching Bluey.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want to like bring your kids down with this crap, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. So you're watching Bluey and you're going to, especially during the summer, going to all these camps and you have four kids and ugh.
There's a large majority of people out there that just don't care.
Yeah.
It's fatiguing to them. They don't want anything to do
with it. I wish I didn't have to care, but for this stupid show I do.
Yeah, we have to do it.
We have to do it.
All right, listen to this. This lady's doing a TV broadcast. This is crazy. I wish I knew what she was saying because I might not want to air it. You know what
she
I mean?
She says...
I don't know what she's saying.
Wow, BJ, you look like George Clooney.
Well, let's play it again. You're exactly right. Now. I think she was saying... I dare you to bomb our place.
Well, it kind of actually, you know what? That's actually kind of what happened.
Is that what she was saying?
So I guess she's an extremist, and they actually knew when she was going to be on the air. Wow. That's what I heard.
No kidding.
And so they.
So she was saying
so
that.
So they did.
Bring it on.
I guess she's like some, you know, she's whatever. Yeah. She's. And so they knew what time her broadcast was, and they did the.
Yeah.
Dang.
That's knowing your mark.
Yeah, no kidding. You know? That's crazy.
That's some pinpoint accuracy. I'm like Fox 31 and their weather forecast.
All right. Are you going to mention the Matthew Perry thing? The doctor?
Oh, I forgot about it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just didn't know if it was coming up. If it is, I won't touch it here. But I was going to mention that real quick here. That doctor is pleading guilty.
Yeah.
He's pleading guilty to giving out drugs to Matthew Perry, but guilty.
What was the
ketamine?
Ketamine.
Yeah. He's got, what, four counts? His name is Dr. Salvador Placina? Something like that. He's got four counts of ketamine, and they're saying that's what killed Matthew Perry. He's facing 40 years in prison. And he's going to plead guilty.
Didn't anybody learn from Michael Jackson's doctors?
No kidding.
Right? I mean,
no kidding. Is that wild?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy supposedly is a very prestigious doctor in Hollywood.
That just shows you what celebrity gets you.
No kidding.
That even these doctors will put everything on the line to like make a celebrity
their
happy.
Their career and prison time.
Yeah. Hey, ketamine, you want a little here? I'll write you a prescription. Yeah. No problem, you know. And now this guy, he's going to go away for at least 20. He's facing 40 years over this.
And what was Michael Jackson's? He like didn't get like life or something?
I don't think he ever went to jail.
What?
No, I don't think that doctor ever.
He did?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't remember. What was his name? Dr.
Conrad Murray.
Yeah.
Conrad Murray. Did he go to prison?
Four years in jail.
Oh,
he
got 4 years.
Two.
Okay.
He only served two?
Served 2 years.
That's what it said.
He killed Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This guy's looking at 40. I think he'll get 20 at least. Wow. Probably spend 10, something like that. Well, man, what a downfall, huh?
Yeah.
You get your degree, you know? I mean, you're a physician.
You worked all those years.
Yeah. You gave it up here. Wow. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash coming up next here on the program. Stand by.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Uh-oh, this just handed to me.
Uh-oh, breaking news.
I wish I had my sound effect machine like I had in the good old days. I just push the button. Oh, now I just ruffle paper like I got an announcement.
Yeah.
775 delays, 19 cancellations at DIA.
Oh, no.
Yep, 775 delays, 19 cancellations. That jumped, didn't it? I just told you guys 406 delays, and now it just jumped to 775 delays.
There was a guy on social media over the weekend.
Yeah.
And he was delayed somewhere. I don't know where it was at. Maybe New York, Philadelphia, somewhere. He was delayed. He got $2,500.
He did.
To stay overnight in whatever city he was in.
Yeah.
Because his flight was overcrowded. He got I'd do that in a heartbeat. $2,500?
Oh, to give up a seat?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, but this is a mess. So 775 delays and 19 cancellations. So check your airlines if you're going anywhere. What? I don't know. All right, let's see here. I was going to talk about that. Nope. Wendy's commercial. That's a big story right now. I guess social media is going crazy over a Wendy's commercial. I have not seen this Wendy's commercial, but people are begging on social media for, please, for the love of God, Wendy's, please change your commercial because the doorbell sound is making our dogs freak out.
It's actually happening.
Is it?
Yes. My dog goes nuts.
Really?
Absolutely,
but it's
crazy.
It's every commercial with a doorbell.
No, but this is that distinct, the Ring doorbell. Every time you touch the Ring doorbell, and
yeah.
It's that.
It's well, obviously that. It's a thing because it's gone viral on
and
social
media. It's just not the normal doorbell, so I think he acts differently because he knows what our doorbell sounds like, and it's not that.
Well, it must be a decibel,
yeah.
Too, that hits his
because it's definitely
ear.
A higher pitch.
Yeah, all right, here it is.
As long as probably forever, there's only been one Frosty.
Yeah, so I think it's that first part of that. Because that sounds a little even different than the Ring doorbell.
As long as probably forever, Ring. There's only been one Frosty.
It usually is Ring. But it's a little higher.
Mine sounds different than
oh,
that.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
What does yours sound like?
I don't know.
You could probably adjust it.
Yeah, I bet you they have different chimes.
I bet they do. I bet modern.
As long as probably forever,
Ring.
There's only been one Frosty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? All right.
But maybe you got the really
yeah,
cool ring that changes. Like you go. Yeah. I have guesses, and I just told this to Schmidel. So here's my guess. You know, in December, where they come out with like the list of the most used words in 2005, they come out with that list, the best songs, whatever. What do you bet in 2005 when they come out with the top 10 words of 2025, the word freak off is in there?
100%. It's definitely going to be in there. Yep. Yeah.
Right?
It's got to be.
It's totally going to be there. And I only bring this up because apparently the jurors, they watched the videos, and one girl was giggling, and then Schmidel said that one guy got his face really close to a screen.
Yeah.
And he was like,
He said they were leaning in pretty hard. Yeah.
I think the judge even charged him a cover charge to watch it.
Did he?
You're at the movies.
Yeah. All right. So if you want to play, it's number six.
Number six.
What we're told is they were shown snippet, like 30 seconds of several different freak-offs. Remember, they have all these videos that were recovered, presumably at Diddy's off hard drives that Diddy had.
Right.
But they got to see these things, and it was not played for open court. It was literally just on monitors that each juror got to see. They had headphones on. Even the attorneys on both sides, they didn't see it in open court. So just for the jury, what we're told by people in the courtroom, a lot of the guys were watching intently, but
like
not necessarily creepily, but watching it, you know, wanting to see what's going on here.
There weren't
any audible gasps or anything. Everybody,
this jury has been so impassive the entire trial that it's so hard to read them.
They say right after the videos that every person on the jury lit up a cigarette.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. What?
It's cool that Schmidel finds you funny.
Yeah. It's adorable.
It's like your own personal little laugh.
I wasn't joking. I read that somewhere.
Do you hold up laugh?
Yeah.
There's a sign in here. It flashes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. BJ's got the button in here.
God.
I didn't even think it was funny. It's very serious.
Yeah. Other story is that a juror was kicked off the jury because they were a little sketchy. Here's number five.
So the jurors are dropping like flies. There was a juror who was dismissed formally today, juror number six. Last week, prosecutors said there's a problem with this guy, that he has talked to various people, that he lives in New Jersey, but he told the court when he was selected he lived in the Bronx. So the real implication is that the guy lied to the court to get on the jury.
And in fact, that's what the judge ended up saying right before dismissing juror number six.
They got a lady, like,
due to your lack of candor about where it is you live, there are too many inconsistencies. We have alternate jurors for a reason. And so number six gets the boot, and alternate juror comes in.
He's in like a newsroom, isn't he?
Yeah. They do the whole thing where they want the ambiance.
No, I know, but I understand. I watch it every day, but nobody's ever actually on the mic talking.
It's very distracting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will say this, though. If I were a part of this trial on this jury, it would be really difficult not to talk about this with other people.
Oh, you would?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
You
and that's
would.
That's what the problem is here, that this person talked to somebody else.
No,
and talked
they were
about
lying
the
about their address and stuff.
Well, no, another person that was here, too. Okay. They're saying one of the guys actually talked to a friend or something like that. I'm just saying that if I were on this jury, I'd be like, oh, my God, you're not going to believe what we saw today. Wow. It'd be hard not to talk about it.
Well, you would with your family
and
friends.
And everybody
Absolutely.
Does.
Yeah, of
and
course they do. I mean, come on. Of course they do. I'd even tell Powerball Pete. I'm only saying that because he's texting us right now. Does he know that we do a show?
I don't know.
Does he know that we even try and sleep at night? Because
I know. Last
like
night,
midnight.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he'd send us a funny thing about your relatives. I don't know. Pete! You know we have the squirrel disease. All right. Let's hear. What else is I going to tell you? Oh, did you guys see Capri Sun release their extra long pouch?
No.
It is. It's like a foot long.
Really?
It's skinny and it's a foot long. You know how the little pouches, the Capri Sun pouches?
Yeah, yeah, we get them.
I miss those days. Do you miss? Well,
we
you know, you know what you're gonna miss?
What
is the piece of plastic sticking to the bottom of your foot?
Oh,
from the straw.
Yeah.
Oh, those
so
are,
annoying.
Right?
You don't find it until like half a day in.
Well, no, you're just you walk and then all of a sudden you're like, what's on my foot? And then it's a straw holder.
See, it's always stuck to my sock, so I have no idea.
Okay, well, I'm always barefoot. So I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, could you just put the piece of plastic in the trash? Why is it so hard? Why is it so hard? Like, literally. And it just sticks to the bottom of your foot. Anyway, so Capri has just launched. I don't know how this is going to work. It's like like a bong looking thing.
Yeah, it's 15 inches long.
It feels like they overdid it.
Yeah.
You know, it does. It feels like that there could be a middle here. You know?
Yeah,
I mean, you take the little pouch and you take this big, gigantic. Yeah. There's a middle here.
Well,
they missed it.
And the thing is like, if you know, if you load up soccer snacks and all that, oranges and Capri Suns, those are going to be hard to travel with.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to fit that
in a
cooler.
Cooler, right? That is, Yeah, I'm with you, BJ.
There's got to be a middle.
They kind of overdid it here.
Yeah, they overdid. Come on, Capri.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tableau trash.
All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. Again, the weather is a big deal today because it's going to be nasty this afternoon, or at least that's in the forecast. Thunderstorms, hail, possible tornadoes. I think some warnings will come out. We got a text a few minutes ago from Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, yeah, they're under a severe weather, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be nasty out there. Could be nasty here, too. We'll keep you updated.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.